Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening. My name is Rick, and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30309.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1989.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
A master's degree.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And what is your race?
A Caucasian.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yes, I voted in the 2020 election.
And for who?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta? Like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Okay, thank you. Now, I will give you a list of issues. Please give me three that are most important to you. The first one will be abortion access, public transportation, traffic, inflation and cost of living, education, crime, climate change and the environment, racism and discrimination, jobs and the economy, or immigration.
I would say inflation, abortion access, and jobs.
Okay, thank you very much. And when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you satisfied or dissatisfied with the city of Atlanta?
Satisfied?
Will that be very or somewhat satisfied?
I would say somewhat.
Thank you. The Atlanta region?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And how about Georgia?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Appreciate the answers. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you never heard of the people or groups, you can tell us as well, okay?
Okay.
Governor Brian Kemp.
Three.
Okay. Uber and Lyft.
Eight.
Thank you. The Atlanta City Council.
Five.
MARTA Buses.
Five.
Understood. Artificial intelligence companies.
Six.
Understood. The Atlanta Police Department.
Six.
And the Atlanta Beltline.
10.
Major Andrea Dickens.
I'm sorry.
Major Andrea Dickens.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. How about MARTA Trains?
Five.
Okay. Electric scooters.
One.
Okay, and self-driving cars.
3.
Thank you. And thank you very much. Next, how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem for you, or not a problem at all?
A major problem.
Okay, understood. And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
I would say fair.
Okay. And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Okay. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities?
Fairly familiar.
Very familiar, you said?
Fairly.
Oh, would you say that is maybe somewhat?
Yes.
Okay, understood. How frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline on a typical month?
What choices are there?
You will say like almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
A few times a month.
Okay, thank you. And based on what you know and what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive, sorry.
I'm sorry, you said, can you repeat that? I apologize.
I have a positive opinion.
Oh, very or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Okay, thank you. What will be the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Convenience.
Okay, thank you. And next, again, thank you so much for your time. We're halfway there. Here are a few statements. After each one, again, please use a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. Okay?
Okay.
I feel safe riding Marta.
Six.
Okay, the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
Five.
Thank you. Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
One.
Okay, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
Four.
Okay. Next, I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
Five.
Okay. Next, Marta says they're working on projects, but I never see them complete anything.
Seven.
Thank you. Next, crime is a serious problem on Marta and Atlanta's buses.
Five.
Okay. And which of the following statements do you agree the most? First, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Or, we can fix a catastrophic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars out of our roadways.
The second statement.
Okay. Would you somewhat or strongly agree with it?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. Now, here are a few policies that city leaders may consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10 again. But this time, 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and you want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that you somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. First, building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
5.
Okay. Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
10.
Okay. Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
5.
Okay. Repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
10.
Okay. Adding light rail to the belt line.
8.
Okay. Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
8.
Okay. Adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
8.
Okay. Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
6.
Okay. Adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
8.
Adding more security to MARTA stops.
10.
Okay. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan? Will you place a pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail?
I would say yes.
And how familiar are you? Like very, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Not too familiar.
Okay. And based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I didn't vote either way for it.
Okay. Understood. And as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of rail-laid transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. And based on what you just heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Will that be somewhat or strongly?
I would strongly support it.
Okay, thank you. Now, we would like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. So here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. And again, please rate the statement from a scale from 0 to 10. This time, 10 means that it's very convincing. It's a very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel that it's neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means that it's not at all convincing a statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10 again. So the first one said, Atlanta's freeway has some of the worst congestion in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off our roadways. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city.
I would say 8.
Okay. Next, when complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will link together all of Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers.
10.
Okay. And the Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs. But in many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhoods to their workplaces.
Eight.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Okay, and was that somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. And thank you so much for taking the time to do this. We're almost done, okay? Almost
sure.
Done. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Again, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very concerning. It's a very concerning statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel it's somewhat concerning, and 0 means that it's a not at all concerning statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. And the first one said, at $2.5 billion, the Beltline trend is way too expensive. We all know that these big projects always run over budget, and who's to say whether it won't cost 3, 4, or even 5 billion of our tax dollars? Assuming it's ever actually completed, we need public transit that builds on what works and not these unrealistic plans that won't work.
I would say 5.
Okay, thank you. Next, the Beltline trend is just going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. MARTA is completely unsafe at the moment, with shootings happening at MARTA stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safe for everyone to use.
I would say 4.
Thank you. The Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing long-time black and brown Atlantans from their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up as out-of-town interest pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs will feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older, long-term residents. We got to take back our city and say no to gentrification.
I would say 1.
Understood. One last time. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Strongly support.
Okay. Okay. And the last two questions, these are just the last one. These are just for the statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta?
3 months.
And you said 3 months?
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much. And which of the following best represent how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay? Bisexual? Something else?
Gay.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I would say Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
I would say strong.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary layoff, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Full-time employed.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
It was 85. I'm sorry, 85,000 a year.
Okay, thank you. Perfect. Well, thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. And again, thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate your answers today.
Of course, no problem.
Well, I hope you have a nice evening, and thanks again.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.